Let us pray.
You are an awesome and holy God. Thank you for all that you do in each one of our lives. Thank you for your presence here this morning as we study Mark. And thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, as we begin the Lenten season today on Ash Wednesday, and have that hope as we follow and we watch you. In your name we pray, amen. I have a few announcements. Oh, there goes the song. See, it worked that time, didn't it? Okay, first of all, we have Ash Wednesday services today. Some special services. There's one at noon, right after Lamplighters, and one at 6:30 p.m. That will be after the regular events of Wednesday evening. And then we have the prayer vigil, which is this Friday and Saturday. It's not too late to sign up. There's clipboards in the back and outside the doors. If you'd like to sign up, please sign up on the clipboard. And if you have questions, you can ask Lynn Adams. But I have a little plug here. I even got an extra sticky note about this. We have several afternoon times besides the wee hours of the morning, which you might be interested in as well. But there are several Friday afternoon times. And we want to encourage you that this is not something that you need to be nervous about. But you will be able to go into the sanctuary. You'll be alone. You do not have to pray out loud. You can pray to yourself. If you're concerned about what to pray, then they will have a prayer guide for you so that you can use. And so you don't need to be scared. And it's a beautiful setting to be in the sanctuary. There'll be candles lit. You'll have some alone time with God. And so I encourage you to step out and try to find a time to sign up for the prayer vigil, because it's really a special experience from all those that I have spoken with that have participated. My last announcement is cans for K. Don't forget to bring any type of can, aluminum cans on Wednesdays. K is turning them into Bible bucks that will be headed to Africa. And is there a question, Maria?
Yeah,
outside the FEB building, there's a outside this door right here. Just outside the door. You should, and there's
outside,
you
outside.
Outside, not in the little narthex area, but outside on a there's a place that you can put them out there. Any other questions? Well, again, for those of you that just came in, I'm Julianne Hartman. I'm one of the teaching team, and this is my first time to speak with you during our study of Mark. And I did get quite a doozy of a lesson, didn't I? Do you think they did that on purpose? No. It was not done on purpose. But thank you, wherever Jan is, for this lesson. But before we break into small groups, I wanted to spend a little bit of time with some background for this passage. And I admit, as I studied the 13th chapter of Mark, and I read up on several of the commentaries, I now have a larger vocabulary. Because there were words like eschatology, the study of future event, apocalypse, the end of the age, apocalyptic theme of or type of Jewish literature concerning final events before the end of time, parousia, which is Christ's second coming, eschaton, which refers to the end of the present world, the end of time, just to name a few. But what I'm going to tell you is that you don't really need any of those words to dig into the text. None of them. The subject of today's lesson can be very abstract and prophetic. The entire passage of Mark 13 is one of Jesus' longest teaching blocks in the Gospel of Mark. And Mark chose to collect Jesus' teachings and sayings from various occasions, and he put them all in chapter 13 about the end times. And because of this, sometimes the context and some of the ideas gets lost or becomes a little more confusing for the reader. However, I do believe that Mark chose the timing of this passage as Jesus is in his last week with his disciples, and he's pressing several key important ideas to them. Just think, it's like the parent that has just one more year with that senior. You want to spend every moment that you have with them. Every little detail you want to be able to share with them and give them little tidbits of advice to let them know what's to come and what to expect when they leave or when you're not going to be with them. And they really want to drive the message home. And so I feel like that's where Jesus is right now, okay? And so to study this passage this week in your small groups, I want you to place yourself as a disciple in the presence of your teacher, your master, the Messiah, and absorb one of his final discourses to you, instructions and encouragement that is meant to help you in your daily walk and path that God has planned for you. I want to challenge you and your group is to focus on the text of Mark 13. Not the commentary, not the words at the bottom of your Bibles that can surround it. Just really make observations and connections, and how on earth could this passage possibly be applied to your life, much less applied this week? So I really just want you to dig into the text with your small groups. Let us pray. Holy and omniscient God, you really are all-knowing. You know all the plans for each one of us. Be with each of the small groups today as they open your word and study chapter 13 of Mark. Let the distractions of our daily lives be removed as we focus on the lessons that you have to teach to us today. Bless all the time in small groups today and let discussion be rich and filled with your spirit. In your name we pray. Amen. I need to have y'all back by 9:45.